I left the farm, when we first left the farm, we bought a general store, carried everything. We bought a store down in Townsend. That's this side of Brattleboro.
Yes.
And we was down there 4 years until my father passed away. And then I had a chance to sell out, and so we came back, and my father didn't pass away before we came back. He was still alive. And we lived over there with my father and mother in the house there. And we'd done some repairing down on the farm. You know that little building that sets out east of where Joe Arrow home? My father and I moved that place from up in the lot that was on an addition of a hay barn that was up in the lot. And we brought it down there and made it into a tool shed. I see it still stands.
Yes, yeah. But just barely. And you said that was the first frame barn built in Addison County?
That was an addition to the first frame barn.
Well,
the first frame barn was quite a big barn. It had two bays for hay and a barn floor. And that was the first frame barn.
Do you know who built it?
Not the first time, but they had a hurricane and that blew down. And Bert Palmer's father built it the second time. And the farmers all turned out to have that help with the raising of as they used to do, you know, when anybody built a barn, everybody that neighbors around would turn out to help raise those big timbers. The timbers in that barn, some of them was 8x10, and the rafters were all 6x6s. This house here hasn't got I don't think there's a soft wood 2x4 in it. It's all 6x6s. We had those two windows put in. Reba's uncle had done that. And right in the center of the windows was a 6x6 studding. And the rafters are all 3x4s. They're all hand-hewed.
Hurricane wouldn't knock this down.
I hope not, as long as we have it.
Well, in those barn raisings, how many would come?
Oh, well, that'd be 10, 12, 15. They'd always have most everybody that had a raising, they'd have a barrel of cider.
That was important. But they probably had lunch too.
Yes.
But they finished the barrel of cider before the end of the day, probably.
Well, they get up all the framework, you know. Everything, the timbers were all put together with wooden pins. Those times, it'd be they'd get everything all framed and everything, and then when the gang is set a day for the gang to come, it's a good day, and then they'd put the frame was all put together with a mortise and a tenon put in, and then that was one or two pins, depending on the size of the building, there'd be one or two wooden pins that would be driven in the holes to hold them together.
Well, was it the same timbers that the hurricane blew down, or did they have to get new ones?
Well, as I can remember when they made that that raising, and I think my father had to go into the woods and cut a couple of trees, and this Mr. Bert Palmer's father, he would he squared them. They had broad axes, you know, and they'd make a straight side, you know, and hew it off with a broad axe, and then they'd turn it over and do the same till they had a four square sides.
Oh. And what was Bert Palmer's father's name? George?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Huh. I used to know Bert's mother, and I remember his father, but I was a lot smaller when his father passed away. I can't.
Do you happen to know who had the store before Bennett?
John Fletcher. Oh. Is, I think, the one that built it. It's in this book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you take that book, Ann.
Well, I have a copy of it, of the Xerox part.
Of
Smith's, of that chapter. But are there other things besides this chapter that would interest me?
I wouldn't be surprised if they would. I've been very careful of that book. I loaned it once, and it didn't come back for a long, long time. Finally, I asked the party that I loaned it to if they was through using the book. They said yes, and said I loaned it to somebody else. But when it came back, it was in terrible shape. This here was all
ripped out.
All ripped out, and
yeah.
Loose.
I just as soon not borrow it. I think I can get it from a library. Look in the at the library. But if I can't, then I would. I'd rather not borrow it, you know.
I know you'll take good care of it, and I know Betsy would be interesting for her to read some of it. And when you get through there, I got an article here to tell you about.
Oh, well, you can tell me now if you want to.
Well, it was about that Potash Creek. Well, I didn't think so much about that, and I don't mention it in here. But Carl Peterson, you know, he went west this summer, and he stopped in Reno, Nevada, and saw my cousin, Donald Guard. That's John's brother. And Donald told him that he was born down there by Potash Creek. He says, you know where that is, don't you, Carl? Carl says, I think so, but he didn't. But Potash Creek is right down here where Roscoe Pratt lives. And but Donald wasn't born there. Donald, all three of John and Victor and Donald was born there where Manning lives.
Mm-hmm. In that house.
All three of them.
Hmm.
And this is an article about that.
Oh. Yes, I would like to read that part then, yes.
You know, in the early days, I'll tell us.
Samuel Buck. Was he the one that was there?
I don't know. But they, it mentions here, he was a pioneer of it. That was in the early days when they was clearing off this territory. They burned everything up here on what they call Potash Hill.
Well, that hill over there.
Well, I don't know where Potash Hill is. I don't mention it in here, but I think it's right, it's up on there, Louis Hutt's land, up on that, towards that not sure up on the mountain, but up on a high hill there. And they had a big business on selling those ashes. They transported ashes to, says here, they transported ashes to Troy and Albany, and sometimes up into Quebec. And they had quite a, it says that there was quite a industry in those ashes, because they ship them and use them for potash. And that's where the Potash Creek, I figure, got its name. And I've heard it mentioned, and I wish that I knew. But I've heard say that there was some place on Lake Champlain, down here, that they call Potash Bay. But Bert, if Bert was alive, he'd know. But I wouldn't be surprised if Potash Bay is in the town of Addison, if it's... But I've heard it mentioned about Potash Bay.
Where they loaded, maybe?
I don't know.
Well, I thought Potash Bay was that road that goes right around at a right angle, and the lake is quite a bay right there.
And that's up there by the bridge?
It's beyond the bridge. You go up past Wolf's Cabins and past Loomis's and on the way to Virgin's. It comes out in the Basin Harbor Road, but it comes right around sharp turn. And right now they're cutting off that curve and making a road straight across the meadow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether it's Panton or Addison. It might be in Panton, and I always thought that was Potash Bay, but I may be wrong.
Well, I've heard it mentioned about Potash Bay on Lake Champlain, but I never knew where it was. But I think it ties in with this ash is business, you know, with making potash from old ashes.
Probably.
You know, most every farmer or everybody, far back, it was quite late. When I was I must have been 10, 12 years old in a way. But everybody would have a place where they'd have two barrels, and they'd have them filled with ashes, and they'd keep putting water onto those ashes and catching the lye where to drain off, you know, on a drain board.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make their own soap. They'd butcher, you know, and they'd take the fat from the, that they would have from the beef and things like that, and make and put it in that lye. And everybody, my grandfather Brooks down there, I remember he was having two and three barrels of soft soap in that cellar. That's about all their soap that they had. My father and mother have made soft soap. There were where we were born.
Where you were born down in the...
Earl, my brother and I, was born there where Joe Riggs lived. Is Joe still with you?
Yes. But he's supposed to set up business September 1st. But he's not going to move until they can move that trailer that they bought of Mr. Edson, the one who just died. Barbara Cole's husband.
Oh.
They bought that trailer, but it's too wet to get in there to move it out.
Yeah.
So I don't know when they're going to get it out to get it up to their farm there, and then they'll move out of our place. So they already have one old trailer up there that his cousin, Ed Carter, bought. But then it was too small, so he bought a new one, a big one. And so Joe and Cindy will have this Edson's Carter, Edson's trailer, and the old trailer that the Carters bought, and maybe put them together with a, something in between. But I may not be done till Christmas.
Raymond Barnes and Charlotte Payne have been married. They've got a, they bought a trailer that was down here, belonged to Ellendorf.
Ellendorf, oh.
They've got it moved, I guess.
Yes. Carrie said it was up north of the house. Well, I want to ask you if you knew where any of these men lived that are mentioned in here, like Elijah. Do you know where his
Elijah
place...
Elijah Governor?
Yes.
Yes, down here where Hubert Norton lives.
Oh.
That was Elijah Governor farm.
And then the next one was Barber.
James Barber, that... You know where, up on the road, the mountain road there, where, why that woman lost her husband there?
Ryan?
Ryan.
Is that the place?
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it is. He had two sisters live there with him, and one of them was, that one time when I was going to school, she was superintendent of schools here.
Oh. And who's the next one? There's a paragraph about each one. Doty? Where would be the Doty place?
No, I don't.
You don't know that one?
I don't ring any bell.
Well, how about the next one? Rice? Adoniram Rice.
Adoniram. How do you pronounce that?
Adonijah?
That was a Jonas. Jonas Rice that they used to call. Call him Jonas Rice.
Where did he, Jonas, live? Maybe it was the son of this one.
Well, I can't say whether it's down here where Marguerite Gard lives now, or whether it was up on that crossroad. Jonas Rice, he was an awful... There's a bunch of them. There's he and Jonas Rice and Clark Merrick and Dar Rice. Pretty near every day they would go across the lake down there and go into Gilligan's, and they'd stay and drink all day long. They put their horses in the, under the shed down there to my grandfather Brooks's and go across on the scow. I can't, that's Jonas Rice. I can remember him.
Yeah.
He's quite a heavy man. He wasn't too tall, but he was quite heavy. And he was always at a, I don't know, I remember him, his coat was about two sizes too large for him. His sleeves would be cut down here. He was an awful drinker. Dar Rice. Jonas Rice.
To go back to the barber, wasn't the a barber place what was Lance Sunderland's farm at one time? Maybe that was very early. You don't remember who was on the Lance Sunderland place when you were a boy?
No, I don't.
Well, let's see, who's the next one here? Is there one there or there? Converse.
Well, I expect that's down Payne Converse. That would be down here where Proof lives, right there at the...
That used to be the Jackson place?
Yeah.
Jackson farm. Mm. And who else? Nice. Converse. Who's the next one?
Ephraim Stone.
Yeah.
Now he... I don't remember. That's, It tells in here about Ephraim Stone and those stones. And they settled down there I don't know what his name is. North of the Brick Schoolhouse, or Hollis Stone used to live.
Yeah, Willette's.
Yeah.
He was an ancestor of Hollis, perhaps.
Now the Stones, ever since I can remember, the Stones have owned that farm. Hollis's grandfather, I can remember him. His name was Charlie, and he had a brother named Philip, and he never married. But I can't place him.
Well, what was Hollis's father's name?
Howard. And Howard had a brother named Cyrus, and he was up in the barn mowing away hay when a thunderstorm came up and struck the barn. He was killed right up in the hay mow with lightning.
Didn't hurt the barn?
Well, just not too much. Just a place where it came in, you could see it splintered timbers a little, but not much. And there's another man up there with him, and didn't hurt him. And it took Cyrus' shoes right off his feet. Cyrus and Howard married sisters.
What were their names?
Well, Howard's wife's name was Emma, and Cyrus's wife's name was Clara.
What was their last name?
Fisher.
Fisher. From Addison?
Uh-huh. They lived out there on the road to goes east of Addison Corners there, and Howard Grant father lives there now.
Oh, yes.
On that place. We went there to Howard's wedding.
Well, who else? Is there another? What's that one?
That one's Hamblin.
You don't know where his place was?
No.
No. Well, perhaps there's some more over here, you know.
There was one fellow you said. I think Reba told me that you mentioned Kitchell.
Hmm.
I'm not too positive about it, and the only one that would be able to tell you would be Wallace.
Oh.
But I think he lived up where Cecil Rivers does.
Oh.
I think that was a Kitchell farm. But I may be mistaken.
Well, I'll ask Wallace. Now, what's the next one? Isaac?
Isaac Barrows.
Barrows. You don't know the Barrows?
No.
Then Deacon Lamont Gray?
No.
Don't know where he lives. Then Joseph Williams.
I wouldn't know them unless it was one of those places up here where we'd walk, or either those both places on each side of the road was owned by Williams at one time. The one where Wade Walker lives was Henry Williams, and he used to be a mail carrier. He used to keep his horse and, when the roads were hard going, you know, he'd keep a horse down there at our place, there where Joe lives there. And he'd change horses there, and I'd take care of his horse. Oh. And I'd clean it off and curry it, and take the mud off his legs and things like that. Every week he'd give me a tip for doing it.
And you had to feed it too.
Well, he would, he'd pay so much. Yes, we had to feed it. He'd pay so much a week for feeding it. He furnished the grain though, the oats, mm-hmm, for it.
And that was RFD, mm-hmm, with a wagon,
yeah,
buggy. That's interesting. Now it's one more, Jeremiah Lee. Don't know him.
Well, it gives a lot of the, in this book, gives a lot of the names, and it tells where they lived and where they settled, you know.
Yes. Well, this is just like that Bridport section, because someone Xeroxed it in Montpelier for me.
Yeah.
So the crane, that was probably up in the mountain place, wasn't it?
It's the East Crane. There used to be a crane that lived in that house, you know, as you go up from the below Wade Walker, that crossroad up there, you know where Walter Merrick used to live up there?
Yeah.
Well, the house down across the road, it used to be a crane that lived there.
Oh. The house that is still there on the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's that Doolin now.
I don't know who owns it now.
Mr. Doolin.
William Merrick bought it, you know. I guess they settled William's estate, and they, I don't know who they did sell it to. It gives a lot, I think it gives a lot more in here than what you've got.
Well, I'd be interested to compare it then. Look at it.
What is this?
Well, this was taken from a history of Addison County by Smith, and I thought it was probably the same as that, page 390.
390, yes.
Does it tell about Jesse and Asa Crane on page 390?
39. East San Jesse Crane.
Yeah.
Philip Searle.
Yeah, did you know where he was? He was an ancestor of mine on another branch, and he came from Southampton, Mass.
in 1791. Came from my hometown. His brother was my ancestor.
Yeah,
that's why I was interested in finding out more about Philip Searle, but I haven't been able to.
He came to town in 1791, was a farmer, and lived where Oscar Kitchell now lives.
Oh, that's why I want to know where Oscar Kitchell is. So you think that was the river's place?
It seems to me that that was where Kitchell lived.
Yeah.
But,
I'll ask Wallace.
You'll ask Wallace. He might know. He was many years a deacon of the Congregational Church, reared a family of many children, died in 1852, age 84 years. His son Gordon was at one time one of the leading merchants and also a deacon of the same church as his father. Died in 1867, age 66 years, and his son Charles the following year. D.C. Barber was a descendant.
Well, I guess it's time to stop. I'm nearly at the end here, and here it is 12 o'clock. I guess I better go.
Oh.